Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building an immense style jungle ARP in Ableton Live 12, but not as a shiny preset line. We're shaping it like an edit, something that feels like it was cut from old tape, pushed around by groove, and locked into the break in a way that makes the whole loop feel alive. The big idea here is simple. In jungle and TDNB, the ARP should not just sit on top of the drums. It should dance around them. It should answer the snare, leave space for the kick, and move like it belongs in the same rhythmic family as the Amen. That's what gives you that classic feeling, but with modern control. Let's start by making a short MIDI phrase. Keep it small and useful. Load up something like Wavetable, Analog, or Operator. You want a tone that's got some character, but nothing too glossy yet. A saw-based sound, a slightly hollow square saw blend, or a clean harmonic patch works really well here. The point is to give the groove something to shape. Now write a one-bar phrase in a minor key. Keep the note choice simple. 3 to 5 notes is plenty. Root, minor, third, fifth, and maybe the seventh or ninth if you want a little more color. For example, if you're in a minor, A, C, E, and G is a strong starting point. Don't overthink harmony here. In this style, motion and phrasing matter more than a big chord stack. A really important mindset shift. Repetition is your friend. In jungle, a short loop can become the identity of a section if the rhythm and the edits are good enough. So make the clip short on purpose. That gives us something to groove process and later resample. Next, add Ableton's arpeggiator before the synth. This is your rhythmic engine, but don't treat it like a preset and walk away. Shape it like a chopped edit. Try a rate of 1/16th first, or 1/32nd if you want it denser. Keep the gate somewhere around 45-70% so the notes have a tighter, more percussive feel. Up, down, or converge is a strong choice if you want that fluid jungle contour. Now here's a useful teacher tip. If the ARP feels too robotic, don't immediately reach for more swing. First, try changing note lengths. Shorter notes can expose the groove better than just pushing the timing harder. Sometimes the difference between stiff and alive is just giving the notes a little more room to breathe. At this stage, think like someone editing a tape loop. A great jungle ARP often has one or two tiny imperfections on purpose. Maybe a pickup arrives slightly early. Maybe one tail gets clipped. Maybe a note lands a hair off the obvious subdivision. Those wrong moments are often what make it feel edited instead of programmed. Now let's borrow the groove from the Amen break. Put an Amen loop on an audio track, or use a chopped version if that's what you've got. Right-click the clip and extract the groove. Then open the groove pool and apply that groove to your MIDI ARP clip. Start with moderate settings. Timing somewhere around 20-55% is a good range. Random can stay low, maybe 0-10%. Velocity can sit around 10-35%. Bass is worth paying attention to too. If the whole loop feels like it's leaning too far ahead or behind, small bass adjustments can fix the pocket without you rewriting the MIDI. And this is the key point. Groove pool is a performance modifier, not the final answer. Apply it, then listen carefully. Ask yourself which notes now feel late enough to flirt with a break, and which notes suddenly smear the pulse. Don't just trust the numbers, trust the pocket. If the ARP still feels stiff after applying groove, go back and adjust note lengths before you change more timing. That's a big one. Shorter notes often make swing read more clearly, especially in a busy drum context. You're not just making it swing more, you're making the swing easier to hear. Now place the ARP against the drums, especially the snare. In jungle and DDNB, the snare is often the anchor. Your ARP should either answer it or step out of its way. Try moving one or two notes slightly earlier, before the snare for tension, or leaving a gap right on the snare hit so the break can punch through. A note just after the snare can create a nice call and response feel too. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They let the ARP hit every obvious subdivision and then wonder why the groove feels crowded. But the best jungle edits breathe. They leave room for the break to speak. Use velocity to help the phrasing. Strong notes can live around 95-110. Supporting notes can sit around 70-90. Passing notes can drop lower, maybe 55-70. If you're working in a darker roller vibe, keep the melodic movement restrained and let velocity do more of the work. That keeps the part focused and intentional. Now let's make the sound feel more like a jungle edit and less like a clean synth line. Add auto filter, saturator, and maybe echo after the instrument. Start with a low pass or a band pass flavor depending on how dark you want it. Cutoff can live anywhere from around 400 Hz up to a few kilohertz depending on the role of the ARP. Add a little saturator, maybe 2-6 dB of drive, just enough to thicken the mid-range and give the line some bite. If it starts to get too much, soften it with the clip settings or back off the drive. A touch of echo can be great too, but keep it short and filtered. In DNB, delay should add tension, not wash the break away. If you want a heavier or more textured tone, you can also experiment with subtle color tools like roar, pedal, or a resonant effect if that fits your workflow. The goal is still control. You want the arp to feel like a sliced melodic fragment, not a huge lead patch taking over the room. Now we get to the really fun part, resampling. Record the groove shifted arp to a new audio track. This is where the edit mindset fully kicks in. Once it's audio, you can slice it, reverse parts of it, nudge transients, and build fills without touching the MIDI. After recording, turn on warp if needed. Complex Pro works well for smoother melodic material. Beats can be cool if you want it to feel more chopped and rhythmic. Then slice at transient points and rearrange a few hits. Even a tiny, reverse note before a snare, or a doubled hit after a kick, can make the loop feel much more like an Amen-style edit. If you printed delay or reverb into the audio, even better. You can chop the tails and use them as part of the pattern. That kind of move makes the loop feel assembled, not just performed. It gives you that old record energy, where the texture feels sampled rather than freshly drawn. Now think about arrangement. This arp can work as an intro texture, a supporting hook in the first part of a drop, a breakdown lift, or a switch-up section. Automate the filter cutoff over 8 or 16 bars. Start muffled and mid-rangey. Then open it up as you approach the drop. You can also increase saturate or drive a little, open the stereo width in breakdowns, and tighten it again when the drums get heavy. That's another important discipline in this style. In the drop, keep the arp under control. If the drums and bass are doing the heavy lifting, the arp should support them, not compete with them. In a darker mix, the arp often works best as a high-mid glue element. It connects the phrases. It doesn't need to be the star every second. Route the arp to its own group or bus so you can manage it properly. High pass it if needed, often somewhere around 120 to 250, depending on the sound. Use utility if you need to keep the low end mono safe, and check the part in mono regularly. If the width collapses too much, that's a sign the patch may be too wide or too layered for the role it's playing. If the arp clashes with the bass or clouds the snare zone, use EQ8 to carve it out. A small dip in the 200 to 400 Hz area can help a lot. If there's a harsh resonance, notch that out gently. Don't try to force the arp to be huge with EQ boosts. It's usually better to make space than to add more. Here's a quick advanced move. Duplicate the clip and change which notes get the strongest velocities every 2 or 4 bars. That accent rotation keeps the arp feeling edited rather than looped. You can also make a halftime shadow version underneath it, with fewer notes and lower level, just to give the main arp a little more body without crowding the break. Another strong trick is to create a short off-grid response phrase, maybe a half-bar reply at the end of every 4 or 8 bars. Keep it simple. It should feel like a phrase turn, not a brand new melody. These little structural changes are what make a jungle arrangement feel alive. And don't forget the simplest motion trick of all. Remove one note every few bars. That absence creates movement in a more musical way than randomizing everything. A lot of convincing jungle edits are built from restraint, not chaos. Let's do the final mindset check. In the priority chain, drums come first, then sub, then arp rhythm, then texture and movement. If the arp sounds amazing soloed but falls apart in context, it's probably too busy, too wide, or too polished. The break and bass need to remain the main event. So your workflow is, build a short melodic phrase, use the arp as a rhythm generator, extract groove from the amen, apply it with care, refine the pocket with note lengths and velocities, resample the result, and then edit the audio like an actual jungle chop. That's how you get from a plain MIDI idea to something that feels like part of the record. For practice, try building 1 8-bar phrase today. Make a 4-note minor clip. Add arpeggiator at 1/16th. Extract groove from an amen break. Adjust the timing until it locks with the drums. Add auto filter and automate the cutoff across the phrase. Then resample the arp. Make 1 reverse hit and 1 tiny gap, and check the result in mono with drums and sub. If it still has identity when the mix gets stripped back, you've done it right. That means the rhythm, the tone, and the edits are strong enough to survive in a real DNB context. That's the move. Don't just make it swing. Make it feel cut, played, and assembled by groove. That's how you turn a simple amen-style arp into a proper jungle weapon in Ableton Live 12.